So we have a very fascinating guest and topic for today's show. Tom Palladino is a scalar energy researcher based in Florida. Scalar energy, or scalar light, is essentially working with the consciousness of the universe, the quantum field. Tom is on a personal mission to make a difference in the world by providing people with the education and tools to restore optimal health and enhance quality of life. Tom's scalar energy, or scalar light healing, has the power to break down the molecular bonds of over 400,000 pathogens, bacteria, fungi, viruses, parasites, and much more in the body. With this technology, he has also created hormone, mineral, and anti-aging programs, just to name a few. Scalar energy also helps to balance chakras, remove toxins, deepen spirituality, improve cognitive function, and overall well-being. We're so delighted to have you with us today, Tom. Thank you so much for being here.
It's a pleasure.
Welcome to the Natural Healing Podcast, the show designed to guide, inspire, and empower you to elevate your health so you can achieve your goals and dreams. We are your hosts, Dr. Setar Emoafi
and Salvador Cefalu,
a husband and wife team of acupuncturists and owners of a Center for Natural Healing, an integrative wellness clinic based in the heart of Silicon Valley.
We're here to make the ancient wisdom of healing practical and accessible for your modern lifestyle.
We're excited to hear what you have to share because as we're getting to know you, we're learning that you've developed some of the instrumentation that you're working with. Yes. And I was telling you earlier that about 30 years ago, I was working with a colleague who worked with scalar energy. And then he was also working with the Rife frequencies. And now Rife frequencies were working with the electromagnetic field, and yet the scalar frequency or the scalar waves is a much different thing. Could you go into that for us?
So I work with scalar energy, what some people call zero-point energy. To be clear, scalar energy is distinct from the electromagnetic spectrum. And here's one of the characteristics when I'm working with scalar energy. I have a scalar energy instrument that will interface with a photograph of a person or an animal. In other words, I can take a photograph of a person which has energy, which has a scalar energy signal, and I can place that photograph of a person inside a quantum instrument or a scalar energy instrument. And the instrument, the energy, can ascertain a person's spiritual, mental, or physical state. So what am I getting at? A person can bilocate by way of their photograph, or their photograph represents their holographic twin. I never work with people. I work with photographs that represent people. So this is new science in which it's not medical science by any means. It's quantum science. It's non-physical. It's entirely informational. And my constitution is reported on a photograph in a real-time fashion. Anything that I possess, all of my characteristics are downloaded into a photograph in real-time fashion. And my instrument, scalar energy, can ascertain my state of being through my photograph. It's profound.
It is profound. I've heard of people doing this. I haven't done it myself. Worked with trying to help people with healing through a photograph, distance healing. Now you're doing it with the machine. How do you download that information onto a machine?
For instance, this instrument, the scalar energy instrument, has the immediate effect upon brain waves and our chakras. What am I getting at? I believe brain waves and our chakras are composed of scalar energy. So it only makes sense to use a scalar energy instrument to access our scalar waves, our brain waves, or our seven chakras, which are scalar vortices. And this is what I found so intriguing about scalar energy. Once you're in that other paradigm, the scalar energy paradigm, and you leave behind electricity, then you finally, you're really in the wheel work of nature. The mind and the chakras operate function, the primary mover of the brainwaves and our chakras are scalar energy.
Well, I think this is, we need to go back and discuss, this is why scalar energy is called zero point energy. Yes. So, because that's, I mean, it's almost like meditation. You're trying to get to a more of a zero point.
Yes.
Where you have less frequency going on. Why don't you expand on that a bit, please?
Sure. To that point, if scalar energy is zero point energy, I believe it is, then it's omnipresent, in which this energy is all consuming. It's all knowing. It's all encompassing. So if electricity is a movement of electrons or some type of force field in which electrons are agitated, this is has nothing to do with electrons. Mm-hmm. Scalar energy is the omnipresence of God, what some people might call the Akashic record consciousness. So when we're tapping into a scalar energy force field, we're tapping into ultimate infinite intelligence. And that's what my instrument allows me to do, to gain entry into another dimension. And once I'm in that other dimension, I leave behind the slow and the torpidity of electricity and magnetism.
Tesla, was he the man who created this whole idea of the scalar energy?
Yes, he was.
Yeah, and his pursuit was free energy.
Exactly.
And that's probably why he didn't get the corporate funding to pursue his ideas.
Of course. To my estimation, Tesla was the first man to harness scalar energy. In 1899, he built a public tower in Colorado Springs. And he was able to broadcast scalar energy at a vast distance. And he was able actually to illuminate light bulbs that were planted in the ground. Light bulbs that were not connected to electrical wire. In other words, he broadcast energy and he was able to light a light bulb. Well, that was a free energy tower. That's rather patent. That's rather obvious. And to your point, well, why haven't we promulgated this? Well, it's a threat. Free energy is a threat to the powers that be. I have a free energy instrument. I have a scalar energy instrument in which I can broadcast energy, likewise, free energy anywhere in the world.
Now, Tom, I'm very curious about your story. This is a fascinating topic. We're going to get more in depth with it. And I'm sure people who are listening are, you know, their minds are kind of trying to process what is going on. If you're new to scalar energy and scalar healing, I want you to develop on it. But I want to know a little bit about your background and why are you here? What brought you to do this work?
Well, it's God's hand. My achievement is, I address that by God's handiwork. I could have never have dreamed years ago that I would be able to do this. I can. Why? God has given me the wisdom. What is the point? As a Christian, as a humanitarian, I want to help people. I see the gigantic potential of this new energy, so to speak, in operation. This new, free, clean energy, scalar energy, how this technology will change the world for the better. So that's my driving force. I've received wisdom from God. I had to. My work is groundbreaking. It's not taught by academia. How did I learn? God taught.
Feeling stuck, exhausted, overwhelmed, or anxious? You are going to want to join me for this free workshop that I'm going to be sharing with you just for a very limited time. It's called The Three Secrets to Getting Unstuck in Uncertain Times. And I'm only going to be doing it live twice this year. And if you aren't able to make the live times, then of course you can join the recordings and catch up. But I want you to take advantage of this opportunity by visiting acenterfornaturalhealing.com/freedom. And there you're going to be able to register for the workshop. It's absolutely free. You'll learn a ton of information, and it's also going to help you to break free of all these toxic patterns that we get so stuck in, that put us in a rut and that prevent us from fulfilling our potential. So go to acenterfornaturalhealing.com/freedom and register now. I'll see you soon. I want to know, like, go back like 20 years, 30 years, whatever it takes to tell us a little bit about your story.
Okay. When I was 10, 11 years of age, I was an avid reader. I would read about Tesla. And back then we had books, and I could find his books an esoteric library, so to speak. And when I was reading about him, and I knew that he was working with free energy, I understood what he was up to. He was no longer interested in electricity, AC electricity. So I had that formation, that seminal background, if you will. Tesla was working with free energy. I understood that at a young age. Then in my 30s, I was fortunate enough to meet the Hieronymus family. They're a family in the United States. Actually, they were living in Georgia then. I'd never met the inventor. His name is Galen Hieronymus. I met his wife, Sarah Hieronymus. And Sarah Hieronymus taught me scalar energy. Galen Hieronymus is the only man that I know that ever achieved a patent for a free energy device by the U.S. government. But his work has his work has essentially been dismissed and in many ways buried, derided, call it what you will. Exactly. Well, I inherited his laboratory in many ways and his notes. I was able to purchase scalar energy instruments. So the work really, as far as a practical standpoint, it was that of Galen Hieronymus. In many ways, I copied his instrument. And here we are today. I have a stronger version, a more powerful version of this Hieronymus instrument. So it's been passed down from generation to generation. Now, why do I mention that? I believe that's God's design. God pinpoints a few scientists that he wants to appoint to promote this new fabulous energy. It's guarded, if you will. It's a guarded technology right now. And perhaps you can understand why. Free energy will change the world.
So I guess the essential difference between your device that's working with the photo and these scalar devices that you just point to, let's say like a painful area on your body, similar but different. Can you help me understand? I mean, obviously, I can see the difference, but what do you have to say about that?
I can only compare and contrast my instrument to others. I'm going to hold up a photograph of one of my instruments. It's not a handheld instrument. That instrument is about 120 pounds. And if I were to place it on a table, it would stretch out 6 or 7 feet. So these are massive scalar energy instruments. They're very powerful. Now, I can speak for my instrumentation. I know that this is the scalar realm. When I try and operate an electrical instrument close to these scalar energy instruments, an electrical instrument will not operate. Because
it kills it.
Yes, it's such a strong scalar energy force field, it overrides an electrical instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with that said, I really can't make a comparison to other scalar energy instruments. I recognize that my instrument is unique, and hence I have unique results.
Tell us about that. Can you give us some examples of some work that you've done?
When I work with people, I only work with photographs once again. So I'm working in an informational paradigm, a quantum paradigm. It's non-physical. Mm-hmm. I place my photograph in an instrument. Now, if I wanted to detect the herpes virus, I would take a photograph of the herpes virus and place it in my instrument simultaneously right next to my photograph. Now, keep in mind, this is information. It's not biological. The information from the herpes photograph is sent or communicated with my photograph. If I have the herpes virus, the instrument will say, look for the herpes virus, and then break down its molecular state.
Mm-hmm.
So a photograph of a microbe instructs my instrument to go find the herpes virus in my body and break it apart.
So you would want to use, obviously, a recent photograph of the person, a very recent photograph.
Not necessarily.
Oh, not necessarily. Okay, tell me about that.
Why? Because scalar energy is everywhere, and it does not recognize time. Scalar energy is outside of time and space. So my signature, my scalar energy signature is the same, regardless of how old I am, regardless of when the photograph is taken. Now, keep in mind, this is not the electromagnetic spectrum. In a scalar energy spectrum, you transcend time and space. Because if scalar energy is everywhere, then it's timeless, it's spaceless, so to speak, okay? Mm-hmm. So the age of a photograph doesn't matter. My photograph only points to one time reference, which is now. In other words, in a scalar energy paradigm, in a zero-point paradigm, there's only the immediate moment, now.
And what about if you had a photograph of somebody, you're trying to treat somebody. So I'm assuming, do you have to know the diagnosis of the person whenever you're doing this work? Okay,
That's the beauty. I do not diagnose. I want to make this very clear. I'm not a medical professional. I'm a scaler.
No, that's not what I meant. Yes, I understand that. And I'm glad you're making that clear. For sure. I get that. I guess my question is, if somebody comes to you and says, I would like your help doing scalar healing on X condition, like I have, you know, this tumor or this cancer or herpes or whatever, do you have to know, or can they just come and tell you, I don't feel well and I don't know what's wrong with me and I want help?
Excellent question. So my sessions are standardized. Why? Because when I work with photographs, I can guarantee the outcome. So what am I getting at? I have photographs of over 400,000 species of pathogens, viruses, mm-hmm. bacteria, fungi, mold, protozoan, even prions. And within, say, 1 hour, I can detect over 400,000 species of potential infectious agents through a photograph. And then I can download that into a person's photograph. Follow me? Mm. So I work with photographs only. And what do I guarantee? The ability to detect microbes and download them into the quantum field. So I my specialty is microbes. I don't work with other medical conditions.
Okay. And then, well, microbes are often, you know, the driving force of a lot of diseases. Right. So when you download the microbes now onto the photograph, then you're hitting it with scalar waves to try to nullify the energy of those break up the molecular components?
Exactly. Break down into the molecular components. Now, how does that work? Well, if you have a hydrogen bond that holds together the DNA of herpes, in one split second, and I mean that quite literally, scalar energy will look at the genetic code, the hydrogen bonds, et cetera, whatever bond is holds together a microbe, and release that bond, negate that bond. It's an informational process. So a scalar energy instrument will negate the information that holds together the herpes virus. The herpes virus then deconstructs, fragments into smaller particles. So it really is alchemy or transmutation. Mm-hmm. We take mm-hmm. one physical form and we reduce it into a smaller physical forms. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Then it's lost its information and it doesn't have an identity any further.
Yes. And it ceases to exist. The herpes virus ceases to exist. If you lose your identity, well, you cease to exist. Very good.
The Taoists believe that anything is possible, including miracles, and that when you open your heart, you open your world to endless possibilities. My audio guide, How to Attract Endless Possibilities, will teach you the exact steps to help you create your ideal life. And it's yours free when you sign up now at sataramoafi.com/miracles. You'll learn the four pillars that'll allow you to shift your internal experience so you can begin manifesting exactly what you want. The life of your dreams is closer than you think. Visit sataramoafi.com/miracles to start creating it now. That's sataramoafi.com/miracles.
So in your experience, the question I'm asking you is the question I hate to be asked by my patients. How many sessions will it take? But I'm kind of just curious what you have to say. Like one session, you're going to blow this apart, huh?
Yes. It only takes one session, a split second. I mean that. A split second for scalar energy, the all-knowing scalar energy, the light of God, to look at the molecular structure and decompose the herpes virus. I've worked with people just for one day and they tell me they no longer have a viral load for herpes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Because this is energy. It's not a chemical process. There is no cause and effect here, so to speak. There is no chain of metabolic processes. It's an informational process.
Can you explain what that means when you say it's an informational process?
Yeah. It's non-physical. We as human beings are biological, and we have chemical processes. My technology, the energy I'm working with is non-physical, hence it's non-chemical, and it simply works at the quantum level, at the informational level. And when you're working at the quantum level, the scalar energy level, everything is instantaneous. Mm-hmm. Remember, there's no time. Mm-hmm. So everything happens instantaneously. And so when I make the statement that scalar energy will instantaneously break down the molecular bonds of the herpes virus, I mean that. There is no time lag. There is no point A, point B. There is no chain of events. There's only one event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's like you're impacting form, but you're working on a non-time space form dimension.
Yes.
Fascinating.
It's non-local. and time does not factor in. You could see why I'm related with this. It's easy. Light energy never fails. There's no die-off. Why? It's not a chemical process. You don't have a die-off from information.
And you're kind of working what sounds like would be like an information blueprint.
Yes.
For these.
It's the informational blueprint of the universe.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's pathological or not.
And you can see how then I can command nature. I've used that expression, whether people are comfortable with that or not. I have a command. I have control over the herpes virus. Scalar energy allows me to have dominion over a virus.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're not going to ask you about COVID because that could get a little bit into a touchy topic.
Sadly, that's still so political. But let me provide this as a substitute. I'm showing you a photograph of an HIV clinic in Delhi, India.
Okay, that's better.
This is Om Prakash in Delhi, India. Mm-hmm. This gentleman, his name is Sehil. He's the founder. In 2017, he submitted his photograph to us. He was HIV positive for 13 years. After Sehil submitted his photograph, the gentleman in the middle, he reported to us that he no longer had a viral load.
Wow.
He's never had a viral load since he submitted a photograph. Now, subsequent to that, Sehil's the founder of the group. He's provided us 5,000 photographs from this clinic, Om Prakash. And everybody that we've worked with through their photograph now, nobody has a viral load for HIV.
That's amazing.
Nobody.
Fabulous.
The people are gaining weight. Their appetite returns. They're asymptomatic. Many of them have abandoned their antiviral program. And even their CD4 counts, their lymphocytes have increased significantly. So this is my track record. This is not my opinion. You can visit Om Prakash. Okay, here's a banner stating that they're working with us, Om Prakash, in coordination with Scalar Light. And according to 5,000 people at this clinic in Delhi, India, they feel better.
That's a great story.
Yeah,
no doubt.
I love
about
hearing
it.
That. Well, it's interesting because it reminds me of a conversation we had with Ann Cecil Sturman not long ago about remote healing and how powerful it can be and the power of intention.
Yes.
And now you've basically taken that and developed a device that will do that.
Yes, you're absolutely right. Now, if I can do that with this scalar energy instrument, I want to encourage everybody, your intention, your prayer, your positive thoughts are just as powerful, if not more powerful than my instrument.
Absolutely.
So what am I getting at? God has given everybody this ability of intention, this ability of grace, this ability to pray, meditate. And this gives credence to this non-physical science. Prayer is scalar energy. Intention is scalar energy. It's informational. It's not a chemical. It's informational.
Collectively, there's times when we're praying for somebody who's in a different part of the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how is that making a difference?
Yeah.
It absolutely does.
It does. It does. Now, I come from a Christian background. Prayer is so important. Mm-hmm. If you don't pray, well, you're missing out on life. You know, you can't just live by this physical construct. You have to consider the spiritual realm.
Right. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't come from a religious background, I don't come from a religious background, for example, and the word God may make some people uncomfortable because they associate it just with religion. Think of source or the universe or whatever word or term that you want to use. There is a greater power that's working around us and through us that we can access in order to bring healing to our lives, to the lives of others. And we just all have to open our minds and hearts to tap into that. I think the problem that's prevalent in our societies, we become so disconnected from that, that we rely, and not to say that medical science is not valid. There's a place for that as well. But we've become so reliant on, you know, the medical field to do the healing for us that we lose our own power in the process. And this kind of technology, and also just reminding yourself about the power of intention, the power of prayer, the power of positive thought, allows you to find your power again and know that you can make a difference in your health and in your well-being.
Well, science is definitely, you know, embracing that idea.
And Tom,
he mentioned earlier, you know, how this correlates to the Akashic Record concept. And then you're talking about collective consciousness, mm-hmm. you know, so there's like this web of consciousness connecting yes. all sentient beings.
Good point. So what am I getting at? All of these terms, Akashic Record, the mind of God, the life force energy, Om, omnipresence, whatever religion you espouse, whatever your background, it shows that there is a center point here. Light energy is fundamental. And regardless of your background, energy, light, scalar light in particular, should be the unifying force for mankind. Everybody enjoys it. It knows no distinction. Scalar light is not prejudicial. Light is fundamental. So what do I hope to achieve from my research to unite mankind? Light does not make any distinction. There's no prejudice with the laws of nature.
Anyone has the potential to heal.
And also, I think, Tom, it humbles mankind, because I think science gets a bit arrogant, you know, thinking that they have the answers and they're figuring it all out. And, you know, the more, and you're a scientist, you know, and I'm not, but as I look into science more and more, all I know is that there's a whole hell of a lot that they don't know. You know, I come from a medical background, and there's certainly a lot of holes there in what's understood on that level.
Yeah. I'm going to make it so simple. There's two energies. Hence, there's two dimensions. Hence, there's two explanations. Now, for instance, many astrophysicists will look at a quasar and they'll say, what's a plasma field? A plasma field is a scalar energy force field. Where does scalar energy originate from? From the stars. So many people today in academia, they're mystified. Sometimes they look at the characteristics of stars, pulsars, and quasars. They can't understand it. It's simple. There's two explanations. It's either a scalar event or an electromagnetic event. So if you look at the very center of a star, that's where scalar energy originates. Stars are powered by this infinite perpetual source. The life force of a star is the life force of the universe. And once we realize that all energy initiates a scalar energy in the center of a star, and then when it broadcasts and leaves the star, many times it downgrades into electricity. It's that simple. It's that simple. And once academia realizes that, then they'll realize they're not trying to fit the square peg into the round hole. You cannot describe a star by electricity. It's not an electrical phenomenon. Stars are powered by scalar energy. I wish academia would pick this up. If they did, we'd make great advances.
They're powered by, but they're radiating electromagnetic fields.
Yes. Once that energy leaves the star, it breaks down into electromagnetic energy.
Yeah, interesting.
So if you look at the stars of the universe, they're perpetual. Why? Because they enjoy perpetual energy, scalar energy, zero point energy. Even a black hole, as I've mentioned so many times, does not operate by electromagnetic energy. A black hole is still a tremendous amount of energy, and it's an ongoing, it's perpetual energy. Now, if we had an electrical universe, the universe would experience entropy, and eventually everything would be reduced to chaos. That's not the case. The stars are perfect energy. It's perfect coherence. Why? Because the stars enjoy scalar energy, which is perpetual. This is why stars, black holes, quasars never die. They go through changes, variations, but they don't experience entropy. It's scalar energy does not experience entropy. That's rather obvious.
But isn't our sun suffering from entropy?
Not the center of it. It's my prediction the sun will never burn out.
Okay.
It will go through phases, and sure, it has solar flares. Sure, there's cycles. But the very center point of a star, in our case, the sun of our solar system, it's powered by scalar energy, which is non-physical essence. Hmm.
It is possible for you to wake up each day feeling inspired and on purpose with your life. It is possible for you to have freedom from anxiety and overwhelm, regardless of what's going on in the world or what life throws your way. The potential to create the life of your dreams already lies within you. All it takes is to implement the simple practices you'll learn in the From Surviving to Thriving online experience. From Surviving to Thriving helps you disarm anxiety, overwhelm, and fear so you can discover your life purpose with less effort and more peace than you can imagine. This program has already transformed so many lives, and I want this experience for you too, which is why I want you to join us for this live round of From Surviving to Thriving by visiting joinfstt.com now. Don't wait. Go to joinfstt.com to learn more and enroll now. So, Tom, what is the most important thing you want to leave listeners with about this scalar light and the work that you're intending to do in this lifetime?
I want people to be encouraged. I know there's tough times. I know people say, well, we need a new method. Scalar energy, free energy, will be the new method. This technology will solve our problems. That's what I'm about as a researcher. I believe in performance. I believe in solving problems. Now, presently, I can solve problems with quantum wellness. My free energy devices, scalar energy, will provide quantum healing for people. So I leave the audience with the ability to visit our website. We offer anybody 15 days of free sessions. Now, keep in mind, you simply email us your photograph, just your headshot. We will, for 15 days, we'll balance your chakras, we'll identify microbes, break down, disassemble those microbes, and we can also provide you nutrients. Now, for 15 days, that's quantum wellness. The only requirement is that you send us your photograph. You do not have to change your diet. You do not have to change your exercise regimen. So I'm going to encourage people, prove to yourself that this is of merit, that there is some substance to what I'm saying. The website is scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world is entitled to 15 days of free sessions. I ask the audience, just give it a try. So you can send in photographs of your pets also, because many times you'll see a significant improvement in their health. Many times people have dogs and cats, and the cats, the dogs appreciate the fact that their chakras are balanced, or that we can eliminate parasites. It works. Prove it to yourself.
Do you send reports or anything, like if parasites are detected or viruses?
No,
that's asking a lot, I know.
It's so much. I'll tell you why. Today in my laboratory, I work with 500,000 people. I work with 500,000 people, wow, by way of photograph.
Wow.
And that's how we're growing almost exponentially. I receive collages like this all day long.
Oh, wow.
I treated 500,000 people today in my laboratory. So we're just going to keep it as a standardized process. We'll let the people judge, and we'll let the people provide the testimony.
Right, yeah. Right. Very cool.
Well, Tom, this has been a very enlightening,
enlightening
discussion.
Yes, discussion.
And we really appreciate your enthusiasm and your good work, your humanitarian drive to just help people.
And to unite people, because,
yes,
illness and healing definitely brings people together. Let's keep it more toward on the spectrum of healing.
Let us unite people with this technology. That's one of my goals. God bless everybody.
Thank you, Tom.
Yeah, Tom, with that, take care and blessings to you as well.
Yeah.
Thank you both.
Now we want to hear from you. Visit acenterfornaturalhealing.com/scalarlight. That's scalarlight. Once you're there, you'll get access to the transcript for this episode, all of the resources we mentioned, and most importantly, a direct link so you can begin to experience Tom Palladino's free 15-day trial of Scalar Light Healing for yourself. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of the Natural Healing Podcast. We truly look forward to having you join us again next time. Bye. Hey, if you haven't already done so, be sure to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. This ensures that we can share this invaluable information with more listeners just like you.